Track 13, page 57.
We all know how difficult it can be to control our spending and not go over the monthly budget. Whether it's figuring out effective ways of reducing the cost of your bills or practicing a little self-control, it's very hard when it comes to impulse buying. Today, we will be looking at four ways of cutting unnecessary living expenses. First, try to reduce your entertainment budget. Entertainment takes up the largest chunk of your monthly budget. This includes everything from weekends out on the town to magazine subscriptions or your gym membership. In fact, if you really want to cut back on living expenses, this is where you should start. Moreover, eating out too often during the week is costly as well. Try dinner parties at home. Having friends bring food over can be a fun experience. Besides, you may also be able to find some free entertainment options. Visit your local library instead of buying books. Spending the day in the park is another alternative to going to the cinema on the weekend. Second, try cutting back on transportation costs. If you live in a city, I have two things to say. Public transportation is not only cost-saving, but also ecological. In other words, there's no need for you to be making a car payment and pay for car insurance each month. Besides, getting parking tickets isn't much fun either. Third, try to trim down on special treats. If buying coffee is part of your morning routine, it's time to start bringing your cup from home. You may not think that your daily $4 latte is too expensive. However, the cost does add up. In fact, $4 a day adds up to an average of $120 a month. You can treat yourself every once in a while, but the times you buy a cup of coffee should be rare. Incidentally, the same thing goes for eating. If you bring your lunch to work every day, it will make a big difference to your budget. Finally, I encourage you to cut down on energy consumption. You can't avoid paying your energy bill, but you can take steps to reduce its size each month. For instance, air conditioning is by far one of the most energy-consuming amenities in your home. You should try to keep it as low as possible when you aren't home. Furthermore, when you aren't using electrical devices, don't just turn them off. Be sure to unplug them. Incidentally, between 5 and 10% of your electricity use is consumed by devices that are constantly plugged. Equally, you can reduce your water and power usage and save a lot of detergent if you make sure that the dishwasher is full before running a load.